The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Okay, it's now time for Old Time Radio. Stay tuned for Boston Blackie, The Mary at Sea. Enjoy.
Room, Inspector Farley?
Sure, I'm sure.
And maybe she committed suicide, Inspector, hey?
Huh? Say, you might be right. Come on, let's break down the door.
Yeah.
Harder, Rollins, harder.
This should do it.
That's it. Come on, let's go in quick.
I don't smell no gas.
Where's the light switch?
Don't ask me. I'm a stranger here myself.
Hey, hold it. Somebody's over there crying. Here's the light switch. Hey, miss. You, Joan Thompson?
Joan Thompson?
Are you Joan Thompson? Are you the cigarette girl on the boulevard slab?
Yes.
You're wanted for the murder of Henry Bryce.
No.
You left the club with him tonight, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Took him home in your car, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, we found Bryce's body on a country road a couple of hours ago. There are blood stains in your car. Explain that.
All right, I killed him. I did it.
That's better. What did you do with the gun?
I gave it.
You gave it to somebody? Who?
I don't get it.
Look around, see what you can find, Rollins.
Yeah, I'm looking, Inspector.
What did you do with that gun, Miss Thompson?
I don't know.
Hey, Inspector, here's a telephone number that may mean something. Look, right here on the top of this pad.
Let's have a look. Well, I'll say it means something.
You know that number, Inspector, eh?
I know it. I could dial it in my sleep. That phone number is Boston Blackie's.
Now meet Richard Calmer's Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friends.
Look, Miss Thompson, crying isn't going to do you any good. You're going to answer my question if it takes forever.
I told you everything I know. I killed Henry Bryce and I admit it.
But where's the gun?
Oh, please, leave me alone. I told you Blackie was here.
Yeah, but when and for how long and why was he here?
Please, leave me alone.
Did you give Blackie your gun?
I don't remember.
Well, start remembering. Did you give your gun to Blackie?
Yes, I gave it to him.
Okay, Miss Thompson, that's all I wanted to know. Give me a hand, Rollins. We're taking this girl to headquarters.
Okay, lady, let's go. Hey, Inspector, this doll don't look too good, eh?
Okay, so maybe she doesn't feel well. Maybe she needs a doctor. And maybe Blackie won't feel well either when he finds out he's going to need a lawyer. Inspector Faraday speaking.
Hello, Faraday. This is Blackie.
Blackie, I've been looking for you.
So I hear. That's why I called.
Yeah? Well, how does it feel to be a murder suspect?
Completely natural. Now what have I done?
Made a fool out of yourself.
Well, I had good material. And besides, I was tired of being so different from you.
You won't be able to wisecrack your way out of this one, Blackie. I'm pinning this on you.
Faraday, you have trouble pinning your badge on yourself.
Okay, be a smart aleck if you want to. But why'd you do it, Blackie?
Why did I do it? I don't even know what I've done. You're always so shy about telling me those things.
You took Joan Thompson's gun.
Oh, that?
Yeah, that. Thompson girl admits she killed Henry Bryson. Now, why did you have to get mixed up in it by taking her gun? Now you're an accessory after the fact.
Then you're a cop after the accessory. The cycle's complete.
All right, Blackie. I've given you a chance to square yourself. You won't, so I'm coming to get you.
Well, come on. It'll be nice seeing you again.
Blackie, listen to me. Stop clowning for once and tell me. Why did you do it?
It's so simple, maybe after a few translations in the baby talk, even you can understand it.
This Joan Thompson used to be Mary Wesley's best friend.
Since when does knowing Mary Wesley make an angel out of anybody?
Mary Wesley's qualities are catching. Wait a minute, Faraday. Fold your wings, Mary. They're fluttering.
Can't. When they're unfolded like this, they dust the walls tonight.
Blackie, is that Miss Wesley with you now?
And you ought to see her, Faraday. She looks lovely.
Maybe I will see her. Behind bars with you. She could be mixed up in this too, you know.
Look, Faraday, Mary didn't send me up there to take the gun away from the Thompson girl. I did that on my own. I don't trust your ballistics department. By the way, what caliber bullet killed Henry Brightson?
None of your business.
Well, I'm going to make it mine to keep you in business. So long, Faraday. When I have your killer, I'll deliver him to you all wrapped up.
Blackie, you listen to me, Blackie.
Well, times sadly haven't changed, Mary. Neither has Faraday. He thinks I had something to do with Henry Brightson's murder.
Oh, Blackie, it's all my fault for calling you. But when Joan called me, I didn't know who else to turn to.
If you never know who else to turn to, that's fine with me.
Yes, but now you're in trouble.
Is that unusual?
No, but I certainly wish it were. Oh, Blackie, what are we going to do?
Prove Joan Thompson didn't kill Henry Brightson.
But how? She admits she killed him.
I think she's admitting that to cover up somebody.
Why, of course. Why didn't I think of that?
Because you're not a genius, girl, Boston Blackie.
Oh, well, genius, what now?
Now I think we'll go out and make a night of it.
Night of what?
Oh, festivities at the Boulevard Club, where your friend Joan Thompson works.
But why do we go there?
To see if we can pick up a couple of clues before Faraday picks up a couple of us.
As you can see, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Williams is completely in my power. Hypnotized.
Blackie, is he a fake?
The rest of the Boulevard Club is phony enough, Mary, but I think the floor show is legitimate.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you will remember that before the subject was hypnotized, he could not correctly add 27 and 47.
Who can?
Now, while he's hypnotized, I will give the subject three figures to add, and his subconscious mind will calculate the answers with the speed of machinery.
If this works, I should have been hypnotized in school.
Weren't you?
Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Williams, 257, 349, 581. Add those numbers together and give me the answer.
1,187.
Ladies and gentlemen, add those figures yourself and you'll see that the answer is correct.
Blackie, is it?
I don't know. I'm still working on it.
Oh, darling, don't write on the
paper. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I think our subject should wake up. Mr. Williams. Wake up.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, sure.
Now, Mr. Williams, give me the correct sum of 257, 349, and 581, quickly.
Are you kidding?
This man would get through life better if he were hypnotized.
Me too.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you, Mr. Williams. You've been a good sport.
Oh, shucks. Is that the end of the floor show?
Seems to be.
Blackie, was that medalist really on the level?
I don't know.
Well, Here comes that Mr. Williams. Let's ask him about it, huh?
All right. Say, Williams.
Did you call me?
Yes, have you got a minute?
I'm awful sorry. I've got an awful memory for names and faces. I don't think I remember.
Oh, you don't know us, Mr. Williams, but we'd like to ask you what it was like to be hypnotized.
Were you really hypnotized?
I'm afraid I was.
Then there's really something to it, huh?
Well, I'm not a professional stooge, that's what you're thinking. I'm just a paying guest, same as you.
You added those figures so quickly. Aren't you good with numbers normally?
Terrible. I took math in high school for 3 years and just got by. I can hardly add two and two.
Well, how is it that you could add under hypnosis then?
You'll have to ask a psychologist about that. Excuse me, please. I got people waiting at my table. Good night.
Thanks for coming over.
Well, that mentalist is really on the level then, isn't he, Blackie?
Yes, I suppose there is a scientific explanation for hypnosis. It's part of the applied psychology course at colleges.
Oh, golly, I think we better watch the clock. It's getting late, darling.
Oh, all right. There's our waiter. Waiter!
Hi, waiter.
Blackie, why don't you ask the waiter a few questions about Henry Brightson?
What, and get thrown out? Mary, in places like this, the only question you ask is, how much is the check?
Oh.
Now, if the waiter mentions Brightson first, that's different. Then I could probably...
You want something, sir?
The check, please.
Yes, sir. Here you are.
Thanks.
Enjoy the floor show?
Very much.
Almost had a little unscheduled show here last night. Our cigarette girl killed Henry Brightson. You read about it?
Yes, we did.
Sure was exciting. Police all over the place.
Say, tell me,
yes?
Did the place... did they ever find the man Brightson came in with last night?
I don't know why not. Dr. James Harris does not have to hide from anybody. He left a long time before Brightson did. Why would the police think Dr. Harris killed Brightson?
Well, I don't know that they do. Say, how did that cigarette girl, what's her name, Joan Thompson, how did she get mixed up with Brightson?
Well, when Brightson was about to... don't ask questions here, sir, because we do not know the answer.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry, sir, but we have a policy here never to talk about our customers. Important people come here, and it is not right.
I'm sorry I asked.
That's okay.
Here, this should take care of the check.
Thank you, sir. I'll be right back.
Never mind, keep it.
Thank you.
Blackie.
What's the matter, Mary? You look surprised.
How did you know Brightson came in with someone else?
I didn't. It's just a shot in the dark.
Well, let's stay here until they turn out the lights, and maybe you can shoot for the answer to everything.
Oh, no, we're getting out of here.
Why?
See that man over there? He's Edwards, the boss of this joint.
Oh, he looks like the boss of a chain gang.
Why not? He used to be a member of one. Look at those mugs he's talking to.
And look at them, look at us.
I think they're going to close in for a better look, too. That waiter must have told them that I was asking questions.
Oh, Blackie, and those questions didn't do you any good either, did they?
I know it. No, come on. I'm going to see Joan in jail. Try and put the pieces of this puzzle together before Edwards and his pals get the notion that we ought to be taken apart.
There's a doctor to see you, Miss Thompson.
A doctor? I don't want a doctor.
A friend of yours asked me to see you, Miss Thompson.
Oh.
You want me to come in and sell with you, Doc? She's kind of violent, this one.
No, thank you, officer. I'll be all right.
Okay. There you are, Doc.
Thank you.
Now, I'll just lock this door. Just tell me when you're through and I'll let you out, eh?
Thank you, I will, yes. Just sit where you are, Miss Thompson.
I tell you, I don't want a doctor.
Just sit quietly, Miss Thompson.
I don't need a doctor.
I hope not, Joan, because I'm no doctor.
What?
But I'm what the doctor ordered, Boston Blackie.
Blackie? Blackie, I gave you the gun. What else do you want?
The police are after me, too. That's the reason for the whiskers and the doctor's kit.
I don't understand. Why are you here?
To help you.
Nobody can help me.
Look, Joan, I've just come from the Boulevard Club. Something's wrong there. Now, before you left last night, did anyone force you to do anything at all?
No. So when I got through, I got my hat and my usual cup of coffee and left.
You're covering up for somebody, Joan.
No.
Who? Who killed Henry Brightson?
I did.
Joan, will you stop lying? Who's forcing you to say that?
I killed Henry Brightson. I killed him. I killed him. I killed him. I admit it. Don't leave me alone.
Joan, don't do this to me. I've hidden your gun because I thought you were innocent. Now tell me the truth, will you?
Go away. I killed Henry Brightson. I admit it. I killed him. What more do you want me to do?
All right, Joan. If there's nothing more you can say, there's nothing more I can do.